Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, January 16th, 2019. On this day in 1707, the Scottish Parliament ratified the Act of Union, paving the way for the creation of Great Britain. Designers, models, and photographers are meeting in Berlin this week. Fashion Week has begun, and the city is becoming a catwalk. In addition to fashion fairs and shows, visitors to Fashion Week usually look forward to so-called goodie bags, bags which are full of care products, cosmetics, and clothes that cost absolutely nothing. But the Berlin Homeless Initiative, One Warm Winter, is asking why these free gifts are called goodie bags if you don't do anything good with them. Together with the Seek Fashion Fair, the initiative has come up with something, the first goodie bag for the homeless. Some of the exhibiting fashion labels, like Amor Lux, Blisker, Hummel, and Icebreaker, and many more, have donated pieces from their stock to the goodie bags. Visitors to the fashion fair will also have the opportunity to donate clothing for this campaign. The donations will be collected in a shipping container on the exhibition grounds in the Arena Berlin, Eichenstrasse 4. The goodie bags for people without a roof over their heads will be distributed on January 23rd at the New Year's reception of the homeless in the Heilige Kreuzkirche in Kreuzberg. Any leftover donations will be auctioned off by the initiative on eBay, and all proceeds will go to purchasing additional items essential for life on the street. Around 2,700 companies with around 25,000 employees are active in the fashion sector in Berlin. From 2014 to 2015, sales in the industry rose by 11.6% to around 4.8 billion euros. One Warm Winter wants to sensitize young people in particular to the topic of homelessness. One campaign is the Kiezmarke, a new donation system for homeless people. The initiative is supported by several German celebrities, including Joko Winterscheidt, Materia, and Elias Mbarek. The Berlin Fashion Week has been held twice a year since 2007. The earliest connections at Berlin's Tegel Airport were canceled on Tuesday morning due to the warning strike at other airports. According to Daniel Tolksdorf, spokesman for the airport company, flights between Tegel and Frankfurt am Main were initially affected. Flights departing Tegel were also affected because the necessary equipment and crews from the other cities did not arrive at all. In addition to flights between Tegel and Frankfurt, connections to and from Munich were added throughout the course of the day. According to Tolksdorf, passengers had been well informed in advance. The Verdi Union had called for warning strikes by security personnel in 8 German cities on Tuesday. At Berlin Tegel, 110 connections were expected to be canceled or delayed. According to Tolksdorf, it is important that passengers inform themselves about the status of their flight before arriving at the airport. The current wage dispute is about higher wages for security personnel. The next round of negotiations is scheduled for January 23rd in Berlin. For 24 years, the specialty and gift shop Broken English in Kreuzberg has been an institution and refuge for lovers of British cuisine and culture. Here, Britons and Berliners buy haggis, marmite, Christmas crackers, and English sausages. But the store will close in May. The decision was made after the Brexit referendum, in which the British had narrowly spoken out in favor of withdrawing from the EU in 2016. Dale Carr and her husband Robin had long considered selling their business and retiring. The vote then gave them the decisive reason. If Great Britain no longer belongs to the EU, it will be much more expensive to import genuine British specialties. So far, the store's business model, trading in British goods, has paid off. But Brexit means more bureaucracy and higher costs. Dale Carr would have to hire an extra employee for the paperwork, or learn to do it herself, which, quote, is getting too much for her personally. Since the referendum, the Brexit and its consequences have always been a topic in the shop. According to Carr, since the referendum, she served only 3 customers who were in favor of leaving the EU, adding that they did not come back to the shop. In return, she has received new young visitors who have moved from Great Britain to Berlin. A fire broke out in a shop in Alexanderplatz station Tuesday evening. Due to the strong smoke development, the multi-story underground station had to be closed. As the fire brigade and police tweeted, 80 emergency forces responded to the scene of the fire. The fire broke out in a shoe store in the mezzanine. At first, nothing was known about the injured and the extent of the fire. At Schönefeld Airport, the security checkers noticed a man carrying something, quote, in his pants that didn't belong there. Customs said on Monday that the 43-year-old man was carrying a 40-centimeter boa constrictor he'd hidden in a bag in his pants. Customs called the report, quote, the most curious find of 2018. Happening on Christmas Eve, the man wanted to travel to Israel by plane. Because the man could not present the necessary documents for the animal, the snake was confiscated by the officials of the main customs office Potsdam, and he will face fines. The boa was taken to the reptile rescue station in Brandenburg-Havel. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.